Europeans vote this week to elect a new European Union parliament. 11 populist party leaders from across the continent rallied on Saturday in Milan. They vowed to win new seats and wrest control from EU bureaucrats. Their host was Italy's Deputy Prime Minister, Matteo Salvini. As NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports, he is a rising populist star in Europe.
Predicting victory, Luciano Pavarotti's voice soared.
Salvini! Salvini! Salvini!
Matteo Salvini stood before a cheering crowd of thousands clutching a rosary. He insisted in this square there are no racists, no fascists.
Gli estremisti sono quelli che hanno governato.
The extremists are those who led Europe into insecurity and poverty. Merkel, Macron, and Soros.
I Soros.
One of Salvini's biggest fans is Donald Trump's former strategic advisor, Steve Bannon.
Italy is the center of that. Italy is the most important place in the world politically right now because the League, the rise of Salvini.
Salvini's party, called simply the League, has shared governing power with the Five Star Movement since June. Since then, the 46-year-old's popularity has soared. As interior minister with the slogan Italy First, he banned NGO rescue ships from Italian ports to keep out illegal migrants from Africa. He's a fan of Putin's Russia and a master of social media. And Salvini channels phrases coined by fascist dictator Benito Mussolini. Critics say Salvini legitimizes words and behavior that were taboo for decades. Last month in Milan, men wearing black hailed the dictator near the spot where partisans strung up his body after they executed him. In Sicily, a schoolteacher was suspended for her student's project comparing fascist laws against Jews to Salvini's anti-migrant decrees. Commentators wonder if Italy is entering fascism 2.0.
Salvini is selling fascist derivatives. He's not selling fascism, although he clearly winks and says things that those who need to understand.
Claudio Gatti has written a book called Salvini's Demons. While today's neo-fascist activists are few, says Gatti, their message resonates with many.
People interested or willing to listen to authoritarian, xenophobic, even racist, in a moment of great anxiety, despair, unemployment, those people are a significant number.
A recurrent Salvini theme is the Great Replacement Conspiracy. Here he was in 2016.
C'è una sostituzione etnica in corso. C'è qualcuno che pensa.
An effort at ethnic replacement is underway. Well-financed organizations are importing thousands of new farm slaves, paid 3 euros an hour, to erase Italians living here. This is a lucrative attempt at genocide.
Gatti says these dog whistles echo the white supremacists' anti-Semitic chant in Charlottesville and the anti-Islam manifesto for the New Zealand mosque attacks that killed more than 50. Some Italians are reacting. Hundreds of students staged a rally at Rome University last week under the banner Fascism is not a point of view. They chanted, "Fascist scum, go back to your sewers, you too, Salvini." Police in riot gear kept a group of right-wing demonstrators at bay while students sang the anthem of Italy's World War II anti-fascist partisans, heralding, perhaps, a new resistance. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.